Random House Audio presents Foundation's Edge by Isaac Asimov. Read for you by Scott Brick. Prologue. The First Galactic Empire was falling. It had been decaying and breaking down for centuries, and only one man fully realized that fact. He was Harry Seldon, the last great scientist of the First Empire, and it was he who perfected psychohistory, the science of human behavior reduced to mathematical equations. The individual human being is unpredictable, but the reactions of human mobs, Seldon found, could be treated statistically. The larger the mob, the greater the accuracy that could be achieved. And the size of the human masses that Seldon worked with was no less than the population of all the inhabited millions of worlds of the galaxy. Seldon's equations told him that, left to itself, the empire would fall and that 30,000 years of human misery and agony would elapse before a second empire would arise from the ruins. And yet, if one could adjust some of the conditions that existed, that interregnum could be decreased to a single millennium, just 1,000 years. It was to ensure this that Seldon set up two colonies of scientists that he called foundations. With deliberate intention, he set them up at opposite ends of the galaxy. The first foundation, which centered on physical science, was set up in the full daylight of publicity. The existence of the other, the second foundation, a world of psychohistorical and mentalic scientists, was drowned in silence. In the Foundation trilogy, the story of the first 4 centuries of the interregnum is told. The first foundation...